Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:14 before 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Our friend David Hammer joins us now, WWL TV. Investigative reporter to find out something that went on at the Sewerage and Water Board that we didn't know about. How you doing, David? Good morning.
I'm doing well. How are you, Tommy?
I'm okay. And when something like this happens, it makes you wonder, at least it makes me wonder, I wonder what's going on now that I don't know about. Tell us, if you will, the story and what it is I'm talking about.
Well, we're talking about Turbine 6, which is at the Sewerage and Water Board's Carrollton Power Plant. It's the newest of the major turbines that produce power to run the pumps for the drainage and for the water system in the city of New Orleans. And we know, you and I have talked so many times over the years, especially since August of 2017, about the terrible performance record of these turbines, of these old turbines. Well, in 2016, they got a brand new turbine from the Army Corps of Engineers, and it was supposed to be a backup during storm seasons, but it's taken on more and more significance because it's the only one that they have in-house that produces the more modern type of power. There's two different types of electricity that they produce over there. One is an old-fashioned kind that's done almost nowhere in the United States, 25 cycle, 25 hertz power. And there's the modern type of electricity that's produced by Entergy called 60 cycle, 60 hertz power. And that's what this turbine 6, creates. And it's never really had the problems that the other older turbines have had. And now we find out all these months later that there was a fire affecting the brand new switchgear, the brand new breakers that were put in for controlling that device, that turbine 6, and nothing was said about it. And it's so reminiscent. I think you call the August 5th, 2017 event the Cedric Grant incident, Tommy. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what you call it? You talk about it because the executive director of the Sewerage and Water Board at the time, Cedric Grant, told everybody that all the pumps were working and was talking in meetings. We found video from a few months before talking about how all the turbines went out, but nothing was said. And Mayor Landrieu at the time said nobody rang the bell. Well, we don't know how significant the damage to Turbine 6 is, and it looks like things are working again. But the issue that gets people so riled up about this is that they weren't forthright about it. The very next day, the general superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board now went before the city council and said, we had some electrical issues with Turbine 6. No mention of a fire, no mention of the fire department being called. And then it turns out that it's out for a month and nobody says anything other than we just had some electrical issues and they're fixed, or they're being fixed. And so now it turns out that they have to do an emergency, an extreme emergency, and declare that to get emergency contracts and figure out what's wrong. And it's just yet another example of how the Sewerage and Water Board seems to not want to acknowledge these problems readily and address them. And that's the concern that the public has.
Did any of this come up at any of the Sewerage and Water Board meetings when the board members themselves voted? Not voted, but met?
No. This past week, there were references to an incident, and that piqued the interest of Matt McBride, who's done some engineering consulting for the Sewage and Water Board before and is often a critic online and a watchdog of what the agency does. And he put in a public records request because there was this discussion about emergency contracts and to say, you know, what's going on here? And they turned over the declaration of extreme emergency that they had to put in March as a response to the fire on the switchgear for Turbine 6. And that's the only reason we know that there was a fire. So the fact that they're not even bringing this before the board, they are coming before the City Council Oversight Committee and talking about what's going on with the power and not mentioning that this was a more significant issue that required a declaration of extreme emergency is really disconcerting.
I'm reading from your story here, and it quotes Joe Geruso, our friend, who says, look, after what happened in 2017, the Cedric Grant flood, people are going to be consistently skeptical of the power and the pumps, and so even if there isn't an issue, ultimately, just telling people about it lets them know what's going on in a pathway for getting that fixed. But one thing that did change since the Cedric Grant flood, and let me just parenthetically say here, I think in a way Cedric Grant's a hero because of his incompetence. As a result, we realized that all the pumps are working means nothing if they're not powered. And that led to the discussion of power generation and Hertz, et cetera, et cetera. But that being said, Ghassan Courbin is, you know, got a raise and that's changed. Why no change in the transparency? Did he know this happened? Do we know?
Well, you know, we don't know. We've heard this before, you know, with the Cedric Grant issue back in 2017, he was deputy mayor to Mayor Landrieu, and Mayor Landrieu said nobody rang the bell, even though Cedric Grant, we had him on camera talking about the loss of the turbine power. So who knows what Ghassan Courbin was told, but Ron Spooner is the general superintendent, and he was aware that there was an incident and testified that there had been an electrical issue with the turbine. You have to assume that he knew that there was a fire and was trying to find out what was going on. So the fact that you go 3 months or more and then learn because a watchdog, Matt McBride, is paying attention and trying to find out what's going on, and that's the only reason that it gets out, is you know, a continuation of that same problem that you talk about. And I think that there's been more transparency now. I think that the leadership now has been more responsive than what we experienced in terms of trying to cover the Sewage and Water Board back then. So I don't want to deny them credit for that. But there are these issues like this one that continue to remind you that there's still this effort to kind of soft pedal the problems over there. And at least now they're saying head on, hey, we need new turbines, which they weren't even willing to admit back then. Hey, we need to get this done. We need to put our own money down, even if we need to do that without Entergy's help. We need to get going with building this substation because we need to do something. Back when Cedric Grant was in charge, they were constantly debating back and forth whether to go forward with all that. So you got to give them some credit for addressing these issues more head on now. But this tendency to try to soft pedal the problems and put a happy face on things when you know that there are issues is still there.
Thank you, David. I appreciate your time and your work. A text comes in. The problem with the turbine was the speed was not set to level out, and the generator kept speeding up until it just caught fire. Seemingly, some inside information there. If that's the case and you know it, I would suggest you call David Hammer over at WWL-TV. 8:54, time for traffic now on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.